Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey folks, what's going on? Justin Masson here with Nintendo Dads. We have a special bonus episode for you this week. Last week, I was down at Nintendo Live in Seattle, and I had an opportunity to sit down with Jim, who is the VP of Consumer Marketing, and we got to talk about all things Nintendo Live. We got to talk about Mario Wonder, the fantastic year that Nintendo has had in 2023, and nostalgia as a gamer, parenting as a gamer. So just a rich, wonderful conversation. Big thanks to Jim for taking the time to have this conversation with me and allow for these questions and just connect. And it was so fantastic to see his passion for Nintendo as well. Big thanks to the amazing Nintendo of America PR firm that helps to bring this together. And big thanks to them for inviting me and my daughters to come down to Nintendo Live and supporting us there. It was such a tremendous and joyful event. It was unbelievable. It's hard to describe how awesome it was. So big thanks to Nintendo of America. Everyone, hopefully you enjoy this interview with Jim. Enjoy. Jim, welcome. Thank you for being here. Can you tell us actually first a little bit about who you are, what you do at Nintendo, and because everyone's like, who's Jim? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure thing. Well, first off, thank you for having me. Mm-hmm. It's a pleasure to be invited on the podcast and talk through everything today about Nintendo.
Yeah, thank you for being here.
Yeah, my name is Jim Urbaitis. I'm the Vice President of Consumer Marketing at Nintendo of America. That is a mouthful. What that means is my job is to create smiles.
Nice.
For all the fans out there, Nintendo fans. And I have the honor and privilege to work in the marketing department. So I spend my days thinking about how do I get more people smiling, more people playing Nintendo Switch and experiencing all things Nintendo and in the Mushroom Kingdom.
That's fantastic. Well, speaking of smiles, we're day two here at Nintendo Live. Lots of smiles I'm seeing out on the floor, but what are you kind of seeing from that perspective?
I'm seeing those same smiles.
Okay.
The Nintendo Live here in Seattle, it's in our backyard when we think about where Nintendo is located. The North American headquarters are here in Redmond, Washington. So it's an exciting opportunity for us to be here to celebrate our Nintendo fans. That's what this is about. It is a long weekend-long celebration of the fans. And we want to thank them for being part of our Nintendo family and then just give them the opportunity to smile and experience that. So those smiles that you're seeing on the floor are the same smiles that we're seeing as a team. And it couldn't make us more proud to be putting this event on.
That's fantastic. Now, how long does an event like this take to plan, to set up, and get going?
It's quite the planning experience. We put months into planning it and developing a roadmap or a blueprint that the fans are hopefully going to love. We put ourselves in the shoes of the fans, and we think about what do they want to experience and what's going to make it so much fun for them. And we have this idea around Nintendo for All, or I'll sometimes use the words 5 to 95,
right.
5-year-old to 95-year-old.
Yep.
Cross-generational smiles and experiences that would come out of Nintendo Live. And we put a lot of thought into that. And we want to build an experience that will have photo opportunities.
Yeah.
The first time ever world gameplay of Super Mario Brothers.
Yes.
Wonder.
Yes, that was an amazing experience.
We should talk about that.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
So let's maybe talk about Wonder, big holiday game coming out late October 20th,
Nailed it. It is
Thank
October
you.
20th.
Yes. It feels different than every other 2D Mario game before. Talk to me about sort of that process, what the game is, and how would you highlight it? How would you share that with the audience?
Yeah, so the game is really about jumping into the unexpected, finding things that are going to make you smile that you weren't necessarily walking into a Super Mario Brothers game expecting that. And I think this game does a really good job of allowing the fans to have fun because we've got 12 characters in the game. And five of them would be four Yoshis in different colors.
Yep.
And then the fifth one would be a Nabbit character. And those allow you to play the game without taking any damage.
Yes.
And that provides an opportunity for some who might not have experienced Mario and Super Mario in the franchise before.
Yes.
To dive in and have fun from the get-go.
Yeah, that was something I definitely, when we were playing it, had the hands-on, really respected. It was the fact that for a seasoned Mario player, I can go grab Mario or Luigi. And if you've got maybe a parent who maybe doesn't play your game much, or a new brother or sister, boy, here you go. And you're still in that moment and enjoying it.
And you nailed it. And it's not just Mario and Luigi. You've actually got Peach and Daisy in this game as well as two different Toads and Toadette. So you have a whole host, 12 total, of these amazing characters that are going to be great for all ages to play. And part of the game is four-player multiplayer.
Yes. Yep.
And for me, as a dad with two kids, it's an awesome opportunity to bring them into the franchise for probably their first true Mario 2D side-scroller experience.
Yeah.
And those characters allow all of us to have fun at the same time.
Right. Yeah, it feels built perfectly for couch co-op.
It is.
There is some online functionality as well, right? Which is great. But just feels, it feels wondrous, I would say, right? There's a lot of just creativity. You can feel it. Various times throughout our playthrough, we were sort of like shocked and awed of like, oh, I hit this tree, didn't expect anything. And all of a sudden we're launched up in the clouds, right? Out of nowhere. And you're like, oh, there's a whole different level up here as well.
There are warp pipe passes that you can go down that will bring you into the forefront and the background of the game. And so while it is traditionally a 2D side-scroller, there are elements and an attention to detail that really make the game, in my personal opinion, shine.
Yeah.
It's just a fun game to play.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. We've got a couple other games in the holiday season as well. Is there another one that you're looking forward to the most, or is Wonder like the big one for you that you're the most excited about?
It's been a great year for us. So if we think about, if we actually rewind back to the beginning of this calendar year, it's very memorable for Nintendo fans. And it started with one of the big moments, the opening of Super Nintendo World at Universal Studios Hollywood.
Yeah.
And then we had the Super Mario Brothers movie, Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom, Pikmin 4, October 20th.
Yeah.
You've got Super Mario Brothers Wonder. And there's been a lot in between.
Yes.
And we're at Nintendo Live this weekend. Super Mario Brothers Wonder is definitely a must-play for me on the 20th of October. But we've got Super Mario RPG, which comes in November.
Yeah.
And so I get pretty excited about that.
Sure.
When I think about the nostalgia and the attention to detail that game is going to deliver as we get closer to that launch date.
And nostalgia is such an interesting word they use there, right? Because I think, and this is your statement before, 5 to 99, that wide gap that you have there, how much of the play is sort of nostalgia? Even down on Nintendo Live on the floor, you've got a room that looks like I grew up in, right? TV guides are scattered across it and feels like a basement bedroom. Tell me a little bit of that.
I led you there.
Yes.
I knew you were going to go there anyways, because it is exactly part of the experience of Nintendo Live.
Yeah.
You can take those photos with characters. You can play Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom for the first time, or play it because you're really good at the game on the showroom floor. Super Mario Brothers Wonder, Legend of Zelda Orchestra, the Super Mario Super Big Band, the list goes on.
Yeah.
But we've got that couch experience. It feels like you're in an 80s room.
Yep.
I grew up on the NES.
Nice.
You sit down on that couch, you see the NES screen right there on the TV. And it's really about generating that joy and that love that so many fans have, and us being able to extend our thanks for their support throughout the years.
That's fantastic.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Let's talk a little bit more about some other things around this, on the floor.
Yeah.
Lego. Massive Lego Bowser there. We were just got chased a couple moments ago by it, which is fantastic. Your relationship with Lego has continued to grow over the last several years. I'd love to ask you, if you had any series to make more out of Lego, what would you do?
It's a really good question. I think what you've seen from us is three sets that I've built
yep.
with my family. So I've built the yellow block from Super Mario 64
yes.
with
yep.
the four levels that come out of it. The Bowser. We
yep.
just recently finished our
nice.
Own version of Bowser. And then the NES,
yeah.
the old school original NES. I think we're excited with our partnership with Lego.
Yeah, yeah.
And we don't have any news to share today.
Sure. Yeah,
but
yeah.
I think you'll continue to see us looking at the right opportunities
yeah,
to bring more smiles.
For sure. You talked about being a dad earlier. I want to sit in this pocket for a little bit.
That's
what are you? What do you love playing with your kids?
Super Mario Party.
Good call.
Is
yes.
a big family favorite
okay.
because all four of us can get off the couch and just have fun.
Nice.
Mario Kart 8 Deluxe
mm.
is a staple of our experience.
Yep.
Again, four-person co-op is
yep.
really nice to play on the same screen. And we just have fun. The,
mm-hmm.
the kids love it. They really enjoy spending time together. So not only is it a bonding moment for us, but we have lots of laughs and lots of smiles.
Yeah, sure.
And then there's always a handful of games that we're trying out Pikmin for.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. It's a great
the
game.
The kids love Ochi.
Yes.
And
yep.
Ochi is quite the character and a great new addition to the franchise.
Yeah. So I love the split screen on that as well. That's a great option to play
yeah,
together.
Agreed.
Right.
What about you?
I'm still working through Tears of the Kingdom,
okay.
if I'm quite honest.
Yeah.
And I just finished Pikmin 4 a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
And it was just an absolute joy and delight. I loved every moment of it and was so excited for it. And then sort of looking forward to the back half of the year. Very much like you, Wonder and RPG has my attention for
yeah.
sure. And excited for some of the 2024. Obviously, Luigi's Mansion 2, that being announced as well. Let me ask you this. So the kids are off to bed, right? What are you playing then on your own time?
Yeah, it depends. I really love indie games.
Okay.
So my backlog, though, is long.
Okay.
I believe the most valuable resource in this world is time.
Yes.
And you can't get more of it. You can't buy more of it. And my
yeah.
time is limited. So I'm playing Cult of the Lamb
oh,
right now.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's been on my list. I'm enjoying it. Two levels through Pikmin 4, 100%.
Okay. Nice. Complete. Yes.
And I am working through Tears of the Kingdom as well.
Beauty.
Yeah.
I recommend Sea of Stars when you get a chance.
It's
if that's not already on the block. Yes.
It is
that
downloaded.
Was my flight down. I was playing Sea of Stars.
It is downloaded.
Fantastic.
And I can't wait.
Yeah. Talk a little bit more about the Switch here. Let me ask you, why do you think it's had so much success? What do you think about the equation, the ingredients that make it we're now number three, right, for best-selling, over 130 million units, right, past the Wii recently. These are huge milestones.
Yeah.
What do you think about it that makes it so absolutely special?
Yeah, I think we're, as a company, we're extremely grateful for the support from the fans. The numbers you just mentioned sometimes are sometimes hard to even wrap our heads around because we're just proud of the products that we're able
yeah.
to make and deliver and get those smiles. I think it is in the history and the culture of Nintendo to provide opportunities that people will love. And
yeah.
the Switch does a really good job, if you think about the history of Nintendo, of creating that, those moments. If you think about the controllers, they're called Joy-Cons.
Mm-hmm.
Take them off, you put them in your hand, you are controlling the Joy.
Yeah.
And that, to me, embodies why there's been so much success, because
yeah.
you feel like you were connected to Nintendo
yeah.
with the Joy-Cons in your hand. And even if it's docked or you're playing it in travel mode or handheld mode,
yeah.
You still get that joy, that connection together
yeah.
with you in the game or you and your friends and family.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I know we're getting close to that time limit. Couple last questions. As you look at Nintendo Live event, I'm going to tell you, I had a fantastic time today. I was jealous as I watched people come in yesterday, and I was like, I'm coming there tomorrow, but it looks amazing. Tokyo was announced for 2024. Do we see potentially in the future, is it sort of being like a North America, we'll get it next year, or we'll go to other countries, or how do you envision that? Or do they run kind of completely separately in regards to their events?
Yeah, we want to make it through this weekend.
Yeah, fair enough. That's fair. I appreciate that.
We're only we got a couple hours left today on Saturday. Yeah. We've got two more days to go. You mentioned it in January of 2024. It'll be in Tokyo. It started in 2018, mm-hmm. 2019, 2022 in Tokyo.
Yeah.
We've announced it's going back to Tokyo. I think that we will look at every opportunity to figure out case by case, how do we pick the right moment to create those smiles? Yeah. And that's where you would see a Nintendo Live potentially fit in.
Yeah. Why was this the right moment? Why was 2023 the right moment?
Yeah, that it's that memorable year that we've had.
Yeah, yeah.
If you think about, we talked about the theme park. We mm-hmm. talked about the movie. We've talked about the games. And here we are in September, smack dab in not quite the middle of the calendar year, but pretty close.
Right.
And it's our opportunity to say thanks. So it just felt like it was a fitting time for us to be here with our fans.
Yeah.
Just having fun together.
That's awesome. Jim, any kind of last final thoughts you'd have that you'd want listeners to kind of leave with in regarding Nintendo Live, Nintendo's future, anything that you want to share with us?
Yeah. Can I tell a dad joke?
Well, of course you can tell a dad joke. This is the right space for it.
I assumed as much.
Yes.
And I'm going to go there. What is Mario's favorite state in the United States?
Oh. Okay. I'm going to ask, what is Mario's favorite state in the United States?
Louisiana.
Oh, Louisiana.
There you go.
That's fantastic. What I want to leave you That's with. You can't.
Mic drop.
There, yeah, walks out. Done. Jim, thank you so much for your time today. This was an absolute pleasure.
I'm saying the same thing. Amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All Take right. care. Bye.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.